Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder. Leading off today, over the weekend, Tim Cook confirmed that Apple Vision Pro will launch in China later this year. The information now reports that Apple has reached a key deal with Tencent to make a number of China's most popular apps available on Vision OS. The report says that Tencent has agreed to make some of its most important apps available on Vision Pro when it launches later this year, ranging from the country's most popular social media apps to streaming media apps and gaming. More details about Tencent's plans are unclear. For instance, there's no word on whether the company is planning native Vision Pro apps or is planning to allow Vision Pro users to run iPad apps on their device. But perhaps more notably, the report also makes mention that Apple is pursuing ways to launch its own content services, like Apple TV Plus, in China. Apple hasn't launched any subscription or media services in China since 2017. Due to China's censorship rules, Apple would need to find a local partner to help run the services and ensure compliance with those guidelines. The information says that a senior China-based Apple leader last year told colleagues that the company was pursuing such an arrangement, but it isn't clear how close to a deal it got. Apple has also expanded its teams in China working on existing subscription services in the country, such as iCloud and Apple Music. Notably, all of this news comes as Apple CEO Tim Cook is in China this month visiting with some of the country's top figures. In other news today, it's not just the Department of Justice setting its sights on Apple in the United States. Since the DOJ announced its lawsuit last week, Apple has been hit with a wave of new lawsuits from consumers accusing the company of monopolizing the smartphone market. The lawsuits say that Apple inflated the cost of its products through anti-competitive conduct. Apple has been hit with at least three proposed class action lawsuits since Friday in both New Jersey and California. The lawsuits mirror the Justice Department's claims that Apple violated United States antitrust law, and the classes could ultimately represent millions of customers across the United States. Much like the DOJ's claims, the lawsuits say that Apple's tactics around messaging, digital wallets, the App Store, and more have suppressed competition in the smartphone market. Notably, Apple's friends at Hoggins Berman Law Firm are representing one of the new class action suits. This law firm has successfully taken on Apple in a number of different cases over the years. Most notably, the firm handled the $560 million class action Apple Books price-fixing lawsuit, through which Apple settled and paid out $400 million to its customers. As for whether these class action lawsuits actually go anywhere remains to be seen, but interestingly, Reuters points to a 2022 study that found that private antitrust class actions can sometimes go further than government cases, which is something that'll be interesting to watch play out over the next few years. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder, a new app from Fun Media that helps you optimize your health and achieve your wellness goals through intermittent fasting. FastMinder offers an easy-to-use and well-designed interface for tracking all of your fasting details. An easy-to-use timer lets you choose popular fasting plans like 16-8, 18-6, or create your custom schedule that suits your lifestyle. You can also monitor your fasting progress with insightful charts and graphs, letting you track your fasting hours, weight, hydration, steps, and more to see how your body responds over time. And of course, FastMinder integrates with all of the native system features on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. This includes live activities, widgets, Apple Health integration, and a modern-designed Apple Watch app. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to get started with FastMinder. My thanks to FastMinder from Fun Media for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has officially confirmed WWDC 2024. This year's Worldwide Developers Conference will kick off on June 10th and run through June 14th. On June 10th, Apple will hold a special keynote at Apple Park, where developers will be able to watch the event in person just like they have for the past several years. Other WWDC 2024 festivities will include the State of the Union, the Apple Design Awards, sessions for developers, and much more. Apple also says there will be video sessions and opportunities to engage with Apple designers and engineers, something that everyone can take advantage of whether they are in Cupertino or at home. The format for WWDC 2024 is exactly the same as the past 2 years, where the vast majority of the conference takes place online, with the exception of that opening day keynote on June 10th, where some developers will be able to watch from Apple Park. Details on how to apply to attend WWDC in person can be found at the link in the show notes below. At WWDC this year, Apple will announce the next round of its major software updates, headlined by iOS 18. In a news story yesterday, Bloomberg reiterated that iOS 18 will be, quote, the most ambitious overhaul of the iPhone software in its history, end quote. One aspect of those announcements will be new artificial intelligence features. But one thing Bloomberg says we shouldn't expect at WWDC is Apple's own generative AI chatbot similar to ChatGPT or Google Gemini. Instead, Bloomberg says that Apple's announcements will include a slew of new proactive features to assist users in their everyday lives. But again, the company isn't planning to debut its own generative AI chatbot. Other changes expected in iOS 18 will include changes to the user interface and new home screen customization options, such as the ability for iPhone users to freely place app icons around their home screens without being restricted by the existing grid layout. And of course, we're expecting updates for all of Apple's other platforms, including watchOS 11, iPadOS 18, macOS 15, and tvOS 18. Vision Pro will also get its first major software update with visionOS 2.0. Again, WWDC 2024 kicks off on June 10th and runs through June 14th. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.